פרק בייס פישול סעיף חוף זין. חוף זין, now we're discussing using an urn on Shabbos, all different sorts of urns, different sorts of ways of heating up water with, it's got thermostats, it doesn't have a thermostat. What could be the problems with an urn on Shabbos? השימוש במחם רוגל ובמחם שיש בתרמוסטט. חוף זין, יש להקפיד להציח את המים שבמחם ערב שבת. First of all, the best way is, that shouldn't have any problems, is to make sure that the water is boiled up before Shabbos comes in order not to have any problems. That is the safest way. חוף חס, אם לא יספיק להציח את המים מערב שבת, if he didn't manage to go and to boil up the water before Shabbos, then there's two different cases and differentiations. Aleph, the mikvah din eish ki gufa or ktuma. If the eish has got din gufa or ktuma, it says, what's the case? Because if you've got an urn which is on the fire and you've got a blech on it, or in the case you're on a platter which is not possible to go and put up the heat, אין בזה איש השיעה. You got no problem from השיעה altogether. ורשוי להשע סמך מגע באיש. אמנות שהמים יהיו תחו בשבת. Then if there's no problem from השיעה, then you're able to go and leave the urn on the fire without any problems from השיעה. ויש לי זועה מלהוי צימאי מהמחם כאילו שגיע לרציחם שמחשש בישול, מלחס בישול. But one thing you have to be careful, he says, be very careful that you shouldn't take out the water before the water has boiled. Why? Because if you take out the water before it boils, then what you're doing to the rest of the water which is inside, you're helping it to hurry up to go and cook. Because till now, it'll take you an hour to cook. Now you took out of a amount of the water, it'll take less time to cook. And now you're helping it to cook. You're not allowed to take out the water before it is fully cooked. If he opened the beret, the tap, from this urn before it finished cooking, then there's a big problem. Because if he closes the tap, he's going to help it now to go and cook with closing the tap. But if he won't close the tap, it won't cook. Therefore, with closing the tap, he's helping it to go and cook. If he is not allowed to close the tap. Base. If the mikvah should be not eish k'enu gufa k'tuma. If the urn is considered not gufa k'tuma, could go in the mechem amunach aga b'eish k'enu mechusa. Or the mechem chashmali, if you've got an urn which has not got blech underneath it, and it's not got din gufa k'tuma, or you've got an electric kettle which has not got din from gufa k'tuma, yesh b'zeh eish ha-shia. אם המים נגיעו, השקיע שחמה לדאג הסכום שיד סלדס בו. או, ראי לאל, מהו השיר זה לחומרה, וצריך לשים אש. If the fire is not considered good for ktuma, if the fire is not considered good for ktuma, the fire is still considered open, and it's not good for ktuma, therefore you've got a problem from shiha on this water. You've got a problem from shiha, you have to take it off straight away. Like we learned before, you're not allowed to leave it on. You don't have to leave it on. If it is made from chashmal, you got a problem. You can't disconnect it to the fire. What are you able to do? It's a problem. Maybe he says in the form, no, maybe you should open the tap. You're not sure. In the footnotes, he discussed exactly whether if it's good to open the tap, not good to open the tap. I don't understand exactly, because before he said if you open the tap, you're helping it to go and cook. Oh, that's what he says. לכתחילה מן הרוי להשתמש בשבת במחמה שאין בתרמוסטט. אומנם נצריך להשתמש במחמה שיש בתרמוסטט, יש זו עסקה שגופי האחים הם דורקים, לא בשעה שהם קפויים. A person לכתחילה should not use any urn which has got thermostat on Shabbos. If he has to use it when it's got thermostat, he should go and only open the tap when the thermostat is on. And not when the thermostat is off, because then you'll help him to go and put the thermostat should go on quicker because he took out the water. It brings in cold air less water, hot water there, therefore bringing more cold, and therefore the thermostat will make it quicker to go on. Carbonin problems. But if he's got no thermostat, the best, if he's got thermostat, then he should only go and open the tap. If altogether he should open the tap, only when it is working, when the electricity is working. When it's not working, you should not go and open the thermostat, not go and open the water like with the fridge.